looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master's of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Why, when the scriptures tell us, call no man father, but your father in heaven, and yet the priest is called father?
You're right about the issue of call men no man father, and why Jesus is saying that. Of course, we recognize I have a dad and call him my father, but it's not talking about that in that context. It's talking about the spiritual issue of authority and supremacy. And don't do that to anybody other than God. It's a form of idolatry, a subtle form, but it is. The Roman Catholic Church is guilty of it.
Number 5.
This book of Enoch that was supposedly found with the Dead Sea Scrolls. Do you know anything about that?
It was written about 200 BC. It's a compilation of various things of some Jews who put stuff together. It's not written by Enoch. It's just a compilation of information about that called the Book of Enoch.
Wasn't the Book of Enoch referred to in the New Testament somewhere?
Yeah, in Jude. I have a list of 20 books referred to in the Bible that are not scripture. The Book of Wars, the Book of Jasher, the Chronicles of David, the Book of the Kings of Israel and Judah. So there's lots of books that are referenced. It doesn't mean that they're inspired, if they're referenced. But that's all it is.
Number 4.
The verse is, you therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. What does that actually mean?
God is a standard of righteousness, not us. God says in 1 Peter 1:16, be holy for I am holy. Well, I can't be holy. You can't be holy. But he says, be holy, because I'm holy. He's saying the reason you're to be holy is because I am. You're to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. God is the standard of righteousness. And the context is loving everybody. Love your enemies. Love your friends. Love them all. Love them equally. This is what God is doing. So you're to do the same thing.
Number 3.
The mark of the beast, if I'm correct, that it's the mark is going to be on the right hand.
Right hand or the forehead, is what the book of Revelation
says.
Yeah,
or the forehead, exactly.
Yes.
And he was saying something about that the right hand means authority. Is that?
Well, generally it does. The right hand, on the right hand of God in Acts 7:55-60 and stuff like that, is a place of power. Jesus, after the resurrection, told the disciples to catch their net on the right side of the boat. On the day of judgment, the wicked are on the left and the right are where the good are. So it's a mark. What is that mark? We don't know. Is it a tattoo? Is it a little chip? Is it what? A fluorescent beanie? Who knows? It's just, we don't know what it is yet.
Number 2.
When Jesus went into Simon Peter's home and healed the mother-in-law, he went about and they did a bunch of other healing, I think like the same day or something, and they talked about how the demons, that they cast out demons too, and the demons that, you know, recognized Jesus, they knew him.
Yeah.
It's like he didn't want them to like be speaking because they knew him.
Right. Most probably the answer is he didn't want him to speak, just as he told others when he got healed, go tell no one. He's healing people, he's doing stuff, casting demons, and that whole bit that Jesus does. He says, no, time's not yet come. Well, what does that mean? Most probably, if he had let people say who he was, it would have messed up the timeline. that had to be in place.
Because they were actively and obviously out there healing. Was it that, like, they healed many, you know, and cast out demons, with many demons? Although, well, that'd be kind of obvious.
Right. Well, remember, what did the Pharisees kill him for? For claiming to be God. So, you see, keep it quiet. Not yet.
God betrayed Adam and Eve, actually. He put them in a garden.
I'm not going to let you blaspheme God and say that he did evil things. Okay, let me speak. Okay, this is wrong for you to do that. Who are you as an atheist to say what's right and wrong, what's good and bad, evil or good? What standard do you have?
I have a standard of the sense that the results of my actions have an effect on those around me and theirs have an effect on me. And if we're going to live cooperatively together, we have to recognize the result of those actions. I get them from an understanding of reality, not an assertion of authority.
What is a covenant?
A reaching of understanding?
No, it's not. Did Jesus rise from the dead according to the Bible in the same body he died in, or a different body, or a spirit body?
I don't know. It's told him.
You have no idea, Jeff.
Matthew 28:19 never happened.
First of all, I can answer those things. You don't take time to study. All you're doing is regurgitating crud from a stupid atheist-based website.
Do you personally think it's wrong to torture a person forever and give them a finite life?
No, I don't think so, because of what the Bible says.
Why does that standard not meet God?
I said, you didn't hear what I just said.
Let me
I
give
don't
an example of
how... Hey, Jeff, you didn't understand what I just said. I said, I don't think it's wrong, okay?
So, you are immoral, my friend.
What standard have you got, my friend, by which you can judge my morality? Who are you?
To be representing a God who you who? Claim is loving, and at
Extreme,
the same time,
excuse me,
really loving.
You hypocrite, you false teacher. Who are you to say what is right and wrong? Who are you to judge God himself in your ignorance, and in your youth, in your lack of study, in your inability to think critically and logically? If you want to say something's right or wrong, give me a standard by which you can judge it first. And if you can't do that, you just shut up and sit down.
And now, the end is near.
The show's over. It's cut.
Hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.